Hello, and welcome to the Career Compass program, which includes online learning sessions, podcasts, videos, webinars, white papers, and whiteboard videos, all specifically designed for NAVFAC. Please check the Career Compass Resource Center, or CCRC, often for updates and new content to support your learning. This content will assist with learning and development within the 20 non-technical competencies outlined in the Workforce Development Strategy. Today's topic is taking managed risks in support of the decisiveness competency. Risks are taken and managed daily within NAVFAC. However, not all risks carry the same weight, nor should they be managed the same way. Categorizing risks into three categories will help you manage them separately and proactively. Risks can be broken down into the following three categories. 1. Preventable risks, 2. Strategic risks, and 3. External risks. A preventable risk is a risk that is internal to NAVFAC. These risks often stem from an employee's action or behavior that does not conform to rules and regulations. These risks are preventable because they are rules-based and actively monitored. Strategic risks are risks created from NAVFAC's business strategy decisions. These risks are generally high-risk and high-reward investment opportunities. They are considered strategic because NAVFAC is fully aware of all the risks, but accepts the management of the risks to achieve high reward. An external risk is a risk that is outside of NAVFAC's control. These may manifest in the form of natural disasters, or political, economic, or competitive shifts. Regardless of the type of risk, bias can impact decision-making. Bias is the tendency to favor an idea or action based on belief, prejudice, or unreasoned information. The existence of bias when managing risks can be catastrophic, as it may lead to a misinformed or uninformed decision. One form of bias that affects risk assessment is confirmation bias. Confirmation bias is the selection of evidence and information that supports a particular point of view and most strongly affects ideologies and beliefs that are close to an individual. Risk assessment teams operating under any confirmation bias will likely dismiss potential risks and won't realize the mistake until it is too late. Groupthink is another form of bias that hinders risk assessment. Groupthink is the occurrence of a group of individuals that agree on an idea or make a decision out of convenience rather than reasoning. This is perhaps the hardest form of bias to identify because it is caused by unwillingness to speak your mind and go against the grain. Groupthink leads to weaker risk management and the potential for greater risk impact. In addition to being aware of potential bias when taking risks, it's also important to know how to manage risks, since each type of risk requires its own risk management approach. Let's discuss them one by one. Preventable risks have a simple management approach. Active monitoring and behavior prevention are the best way to prevent these foreseeable risks from happening in the workplace. Strictly adhering to safety guidelines on a construction site will prevent the risk of injury to an employee. Preventable risks can be managed one step further by pursuing a change of culture and environment that has a lesser probability of these risks arising. Strategic risks are only as risky as you allow them to be. This means that the size of risk that NAVFAC is willing to accept is dependent on its risk management capability. Improving the way risk is managed and assessed within NAVFAC will allow for somewhat riskier strategic business decisions. Managing strategic risk relies on scenario planning and, more specifically, being able to predict the likelihood of risk-averse events, the impact of those events, and the measures that can be taken to mitigate the impact. Strategic decisions should never be made without taking the risks into account. External risks are unavoidable and are therefore primarily managed through identification and impact mitigation. Identifying external risks and mitigating their impact go hand in hand. NAVFAC's ability to identify risks as soon as possible provides a longer time frame to assess, respond, and mitigate as much impact as possible. This is somewhat straightforward with natural disasters, but what about an external political risk? if NAVFAC's budget were to be reduced by 20% without enough time to plan and reallocate, there would likely be extraneous spending in certain fields and not enough resources to achieve all delegated tasks. So be clear which risk you're facing and then manage accordingly. Thank you for listening to this podcast on taking managed risks. We hope that you gleaned useful and helpful information. If you have any questions, please contact your local civilian training advocate or contact HQ's BD-17 at NAVFAC HQ Total Force Development at Navy.mil.